Gentlemen, it is episode 69 of Steak and Eggs. I cannot believe it's gotten this long. It's over an entire year that we've been doing this show.
It actually survived this long. And people thought it wouldn't.
Very surprised.
11 and more episodes.
As what?
Oh, you remember.
11 more. 11 more. Yeah. And we, of course, have Emeru and Tectone. And today we have a very special guest, Mr. Show himself.
Thank you.
Austin
thank you.
Show.
Thank
Welcome.
You so
How
much.
How you doing, man?
Thank you so much for having me on the Steak and Eggs podcast. I heard it's your 69th episode.
That's
you couldn't,
right.
You couldn't get a porn star?
We actually.
So you settled for me.
I want you guys to understand that, like, that this isn't a bit.
Yeah.
We literally, like, had a conversation about this and planned it out. It just didn't really work out.
It was like 5 episodes. We're like, oh, for episode 69, we should get a porn star.
Did you try? Did you ask
we
any
did,
porn stars?
We did. Okay. We had like 2 ideas that just things just didn't
Did you not ask them or did they turn you down?
You'd have to ask Tectone.
Well, we shouldn't talk about it.
Yeah. Okay. So they turned you down.
So they turned you down.
But you look like a guy who has a lot of sex.
You know what? Whoa. I do have a lot of sex.
Yep.
Nice.
But contrary to popular belief, it's not with a lot of different people.
Really?
Oh,
okay.
Because that's what you would think, right?
No.
I mean, I don't know. Is that what you would think?
Absolutely.
Okay, I don't know. So
I wouldn't assume that.
You wouldn't assume that?
No.
Okay. I get crazy fuckboy vibes from him. Because you're hot enough to be a fuckboy.
That's very sweet of you.
Wow.
That's very sweet of you.
Compliment. Yeah.
No, like, I'll be honest, getting called a fuckboy is probably one of the greatest compliments you could receive.
Yeah.
Because I'm confident that I'm not like a dick.
Absolutely.
You know what I mean?
So you're one of the nicest people I've met.
I'll take oh my God, that's so sweet. You're one of the nicest people I've met.
You don't have to lie.
No. I'm just returning the compliment. I meant it. That was from the heart. No, but I do have a lot of sex. Do you have a lot of sex? Do you guys have a lot of sex?
Well, it depends. What do you
with
consider?
Other people?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Oh, okay.
What do you consider sex?
What do I consider sex?
Yeah.
I mean, like anything that, like, honestly, it's a good question.
Yeah.
Because a lot of people will be like,
it's different.
Yeah. No, sex is like, I think, penetration, I believe.
Of one hole or any of them?
Any of them.
Oh, then I have tons of sex.
With what hole?
That's great.
Yeah.
1 minute into the episode.
Wait. Wow.
Well, that's great. You know, I think that the YouTube demonetization thing is only the first 7 seconds, so I'm pretty sure that we're still.
Oh my God, am I getting too raunchy?
Not
no,
yet.
You're great.
No.
You're great.
Okay.
No,
I'm so sorry. But yeah, I do have a lot of sex.
So are you like a Demi?
What does that mean?
Oh, someone who needs love to have sex.
You know what? That's a really good question. Ooh. I've never really evaluated that.
Yeah.
Okay.
We're only 5 minutes in and I'm getting questions I've never gotten before.
I mean, shit.
This is unbelievable.
Is this bad?
I'm a Demi. I don't like
No, it's good.
Sex.
Good. Okay,
it's good.
Great.
This is intense.
Yeah, I don't
keep
like
going, sex.
Yeah. So, no, I feel like sex with somebody with a connection is far better.
Absolutely.
Than any hookup that I've ever had. And sex with somebody gets better as time goes on.
Absolutely.
So like I have been with people, I tend to be private about the relationships that I'm in.
Absolutely.
If I'm in one, but it has historically gotten better with time.
Of course, because your
like
bodies mold
up.
To each other.
Yeah, you do. You get used to it and you're like, damn. And then you really start to believe that you're really good at what you're doing.
Mm-hmm.
And then you go out and you try it on somebody else. You're like, oh, fuck.
Yeah.
Like that happened to me.
Yeah.
I was like, oh shit, I'm really good.
Right, right.
And then I got out there and I was like,
okay, so Jesus. You're gay. let's just talk about it.
Yeah, let's get it out
I'm
there.
So
cat's out of the bag now.
I'm so, can I ask you anything?
You can ask me anything. I'm an open book. If your audience wants to know about gay.
Yeah. I want to know about gay.
Because as far as I'm aware, is there any gay people in the room?
I think I could be.
Kind of gay.
I've dated women.
Oh, you dated women. You're bisexual.
Yeah.
But she's a woman.
Yeah.
No offense.
Yeah.
I mean, is that offensive?
I think it is. No.
I hope
mean,
so.
Being a gay guy is different than being a woman that is gay, I think.
Yeah, I think so too.
Yeah.
I just want to make sure we're on the same page.
I'm like, I have only fucked women, but if there was a dude.
Yeah.
I've never found one, mm-hmm. but if there was a guy that I was attracted to, sure. I'm not opposed to it. I just haven't found any dude I'm attracted to.
I like that mentality.
Yeah, I have nothing against that.
No, I appreciate, and that's a very progressive mentality that you have.
Besides like Julian Casablancas, the lead singer of the Strokes.
Okay.
I think he's gorgeous.
That would be yours?
Yeah.
Right.
Okay, so what's your
Are
your
you a
question?
Bottom or a top?
What do you think I am?
I think you give.
You think I give.
But I think you could take.
Wow.
Yeah.
What about me makes you think that?
Well, because you're kind of like a jack of all trades. You're very good at what you do. You're one of the best hosts on Twitch. If not, I would say the best host on Twitch.
It. Come on.
Would we agree with that?
You do a good job. You've got a lot of experience.
That's true.
You're doing it for a long time.
I have been doing it for a long time. Yeah. I've gotten better over time.
Wait, when did you start streaming on Twitch?
2013.
Yeah, it was before me.
Yeah, 2013.
When did Twitch become Twitch and not just
like 2012, right?
11 or 12.
Dang. And then like, yeah, because it was Justin TV in like 2011 or something like that, I think. And then things change.
Right, yeah.
Yeah, it's actually fucking crazy to think about that. So that's 13 years.
Yeah, no.
Or no, it was 11.
I've been saying 10 years for, and I'm like, wait, it's been like 13 years. I'm like, God, damn. And I'm looking at these new people that are coming on the platform. Yeah. And I'm like, I remember when I was your age.
The thing is, I feel the exact same fucking way. Like, I'll watch them do the same shit that we used to do 10 years ago.
Yes.
Yeah. And it's like, am I the only person? Like, I love it. I love seeing it because it's like, yes, the next generation.
It's the next generation. We're passing the torch.
It. Yes, exactly. I love it.
A lot of these kids, they literally do like your exact show formats for their like dating shows and stuff.
Yes. But I will say, I've seen them doing a lot of the stuff that I used to do back in the day, but I've talked to some of them and they used to watch it.
Of course.
So it's like they did. I was expecting me to show up and I was going to be the old guy with like the skateboard and the backwards hat. You know that.
How do you do?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. How do you do, kids? But like they were really. I talked to Jason Nguyen.
Yeah.
And he's like, man, like I watched you and like you inspired me and I was like, damn.
That's fucking
hilarious. Really nice.
Yeah.
I didn't expect that.
How old is he? Like 20?
20? I think he's
20. No idea.
Like, so would he have been like
10?
Yeah,
eight. That's about.
Wait, that's crazy.
That's about. Yeah, but that's like, let's be honest,
maybe,
right?
Maybe he watched it a little later down the line.
Yeah, I watched the VODs.
Yeah. Maybe a little later, because I mean, I was doing.
Maybe he watched your like Minecraft.
Because my dating stuff didn't start until like the dating show stuff.
The 15, right? 15 or so? 14?
Probably like 18. Oh. 2018. It was later down the line.
Oh, really?
I did a lot of. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I'm trying to think.
It was like 2018 is like when the dating stuff really started to pick up. But yeah, no, I'm excited to see this new generation coming into Twitch, but I have never felt older in my life.
Really?
Jacob,
this threshold of like turning, because I'm 30 now. I just turned 30 last year.
I'm sorry.
At the end of, I know. Are you guys all in your 30s?
I'm 26.
You're 26?
Just turned 30.
You just turned 30?
How old do you think I am?
I think we're probably about the same age.
Thank you. I'm 34.
Oh, you're 34. Okay.
Yeah.
We've all been in it for a long time.
Yeah. So, it's all about the same.
But like, I don't know what happened at 30.
Yeah.
Like, I didn't even tell anybody I turned 30. But something changes.
Were you stressed out about it?
Yes.
I was so fucking stressed.
Yes.
And then the day came and I was just like, yeah, well, okay.
Yeah.
Now I'm 30. I was not even worried or upset at all.
Yeah.
But like for the next, like the previous 2 years, I was like, I've got 1 year left.
Yeah, me too.
I've got 6 months left.
Yep.
You know, like this is it. It's going to be over. And like now I'm 34. I
now
feel
you have
fucking
to worry
great.
About 40.
What?
Well, you still have to worry about 30.
Bitch.
Yeah. No matter what, you'll always be older.
Can I call her a bitch?
Bitch?
I'm so sorry. Okay. Yeah. I'm so sorry. Can I call you a bitch?
Oh, yeah. They do
okay.
all the time.
Oh, they do.
Yeah. Actually, not really.
Glad I'm in good
really
company. So what was the scariest part about that turning 30 for you?
Well, one time, so like after the 49th, I think, breakup with the same ex-girlfriend, I was driving over to her house and I was looking, I was about 30 at the time. I might've been 29 or something. And I looked at my beard and I saw a white hair in my beard.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, this bitch is killing me. And it was crazy. I couldn't even believe it. Yeah. I was freaking the fuck out.
Yeah.
So that's what scared me. Other than that, like physically, I feel great all the time.
Yeah.
I'm feeling good. Everything's fine.
Yeah.
But otherwise, man, it is weird seeing my friends. What about you?
For me, yes.
Yes.
They're getting married.
But I know
they're having children. But for me, it's like the gay universe is like a different universe.
So like, is it like an alternate universe?
Yeah,
how's it different?
Everything's stunted.
Yeah.
Like not to be like, I don't want to like get into like super serious. But
oh,
like,
I want to know.
But like gay people, like me, for example, I didn't come out until I was like 25. So like everything that somebody that was straight would have experienced, prom, like dating, random hookups, that was all like, I was in the closet. So like all the things that like I wanted to experience, I'm now experiencing now at 30. And that was the fear of turning 30 is because like, shit, I'm going to be 30. And I, you know, I turned 25, then we had COVID. I have not experienced the gay culture that I want to experience.
It was like, it was around that. It was like 2019, 2020, whenever you finally said, you know, like, yeah,
I think it was when I came out fully, it was like 2020. And I was like, shit, I don't have much time left.
Right.
And like, I want
to
like,
so I'm
like,
trying to make up for lost time.
Yeah, I'm like, damn, I still have, like, I still want to party more. I didn't really go out a lot because it wasn't my scene. So like now I find myself, the fear of turning 30 was like, I've got a lot of time to make up. But that being said, one thing I realized once I turned 30, I was like, well, first of all, 30's not fucking old, right? And a lot, I'm still like, you know, it's like, not like you turn 30 and you die, you know? It's not like you become unattractive.
Yeah, you like you automatically get like your like New Balance sneakers and like, you know, knee high like socks sent to you and like glasses.
Yeah, exactly. It doesn't happen that way. And a lot of people don't perceive it the way that I thought it was perceived.
Yeah.
Right? Because when I was like 20, 21, I
felt
was like,
the same
I was like 30. Yeah. Ooh, my God, 30, that sucks.
I remember I remember being 17 and thinking 20, like, oh God.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Jesus, man. Like, that's it. That's
or
over.
25.
Yeah, you're going to have a job. Yeah, it's already halfway done.
Yeah, like, go ahead.
I will say, I think 30 is a wake up call for a lot of people. Like, me specifically, the moment I hit 30, I'm like, or when I thought I was turning 30, I was like, I need to get my health in shape. I need to work out. I need to lose weight. I need to work on my appearance as much as possible. And the gym's been great.
You look good. You look really good. I was telling him.
He used to be way fatter.
I know. Yeah. I remember.
Absolutely.
He was, look, you were fatter.
I was.
Yeah.
And I walked in and I was like, he looked like a, I told him this. I said, you look like right now, you look like somebody photoshopped you. Like a different body.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Like those like Korean like filters.
Yes. Yes. I was like, damn, dude, you lost weight. And I noticed immediately.
Yeah.
And we don't even like interact that much.
Yeah.
So that's like the last tier of person. I'm like the last tier of person that's going to notice.
Well, we were saying like last time we filmed that me and Asma didn't even really notice the progression because it was so over
time. It just happens over time.
We've seen him every single week.
Right.
So yeah.
And then like, but when you look at the pictures back of the pictures.
Yeah.
That is like, crazy. Yeah.
It's crazy.
No, I had the same thing happen with my health. Like recently, like I had some like, I think it was like a diaphragm issue.
Mm-hmm.
And like I went and I took my fucking blood pressure. I got the highest score I've ever had.
Holy shit.
194.
Oh my God.
I was like, oh,
over what?
Fuck. Oh, I don't know. It's like 100 and something.
You're just like, the bottom like, number.
Does it really matter
does what the really bottom number at that top point?
Yeah. So I'm like, okay, I started exercising and like, you know, eating protein bars in the morning, drinking, you know, like 3 sodas and not 7.
Yeah, good.
You know,
good.
Like total life change.
Yeah.
And so,
over time, it'll make a difference.
It will.
Yeah. It already has. I went to the doctor. They said it was like 135.
Oh, nice.
And only things, slightly. Things are improving.
Only pre-hypertension. I'm just kidding.
It is progress. And you're right. It's stage one.
I mean, that was kind of fast.
Yeah.
So get it down that
I'll
much.
Be fine.
You're good. No, that's great. Do you have a chef?
No.
Okay. I don't know why.
Well, I do, actually. They work at Chipotle.
Oh, yeah. That is good. Chipotle is... If you're going to like eat out.
I straight up asked the doctor that exact fucking shit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like if I'm going to eat out because I'm not cooking.
I'm like, can you just be honest with me? Is Chipotle healthy or not? Like, am I fucking delusional?
Yeah. What did he say?
And he was like, well, the rice turns into sugar. And I didn't fucking know that.
I
had no idea.
Yeah.
And then I was like, so I'm eating rice, gummy bears, gummy lifesavers, soda. I think I might be having too much sugar.
Mm-hmm.
And so then I'm like, okay, maybe I'll dial this back a little bit.
Yeah.
And now I only eat Chipotle 3 times a week.
Okay.
Yeah.
But like, I feel like you can make Chipotle healthy.
You can. That's what he said. Yeah.
He's like, if you do like this, like the meat, rice, and like a salsa.
Yeah.
Which is like very boring.
That's what I do.
But that's what I do.
Yeah, exactly.
That's I got that for you too.
Wait, did I tell you that?
No, but I just instinctually.
Oh, you got that for me?
Yes.
Oh, okay. I was like, damn, did I pass that knowledge on to you?
No, man.
Okay.
Damn. So fucking good.
Okay. Yeah, no. Rice, meat, you can maybe even throw in the veggies. But let me tell you what kills you with Chipotle. And you'll notice this. Are you going to continue? I mean, you still look great. What's your goal?
My goal is 220 pounds.
And where are you at now?
246.
Do you want abs and shit?
Absolutely not.
Okay, so you don't give a fuck about that.
No.
If you gave a fuck about that, when you get to be like super lean and like you want to like show off your abs, the problem with Chipotle is the fucking sodium. When you have
I looked at that shit. It was at 84, 94%.
Yes.
And that was in a burrito.
Yeah.
What's wrong with salt?
There's so much salt that basically, like, salt is an exorbitant. I mean, am I like?
I mean, I'm not an expert, but same. But it's, so, thank you for looking at me.
Yeah, yeah. I thought that you knew because you brought it up.
Yeah.
But like, fuck, I think it's because it like pulls out water,
yep.
And then that causes your blood to work harder or something like that. Like, I don't know, like, how all the details and like all the chemistry works.
Yeah.
But basically, it increases your blood pressure. That is the end result of high sodium in one capacity.
And from an aesthetic point of view, I don't know what the reason is, but it causes your body to retain fluid.
Yeah.
And when you're trying to like, if you're trying to like show your abs off, you'll retain fluid in here. So your abs will look washed out. Gross. So like bodybuilders and stuff will take a diuretic before they get on stage to flush their body of fluids.
Oh,
and they'll be watching the sodium intake. And the only way, it's weird because your body will hold on to fluid, but in order to flush sodium, you got to drink a lot of water. That's like the only way to do it.
There's like a certain amount of it that they get rid of every single time, I think.
Yeah. But like, but so much sodium, you can't, there's no much amount of water that you can flush.
It is really cool going from 330 pounds to 246.
Yeah.
How much better your body feels the lighter you get. Because like, I swear at 330, like my resting heart rate was like 110.
Damn.
Right now it's like 65.
Good for you.
That's
man.
Insane.
That's really insane. Good.
Yeah.
It's so like I would go up the stairs and just be gassed.
That's crazy. Right. Yeah, I remember how big you were.
Yeah.
I never like looked at you and I was like, damn, he's fat.
Yeah, I did. But
in hindsight.
Right.
Comparatively.
Yeah, comparatively speaking.
Yeah. I hope when I get to the spot because I feel like, and I don't know what you're like. For you, I consider you'd have a complete build. Like you're done. You don't need to get better.
Yeah, I mean,
but I've never heard somebody who looks good say, "Yeah, I'm happy with this."
No, it's like the carrot on this. Like, what do they call it? Like
the carrot on a stick.
Yep. You're always chasing something. Like for me, like I have reached a point where my upper body I'm mostly satisfied with.
Good,
but like the longer you look at it, the more you pick it apart. My legs need work. I need a lot of work on my legs
because
I neglected them for quite some time. But yeah, I mean, it's a body dysmorphia. It's a disease.
Right.
As human beings, we're constantly striving to get better and better and better. And I think, I don't know if I'll, I wish, it's kind of sad, really.
Yeah.
You'd be like, damn.
Don't even feel bad. Yeah. So I was 148 pounds.
Uh-huh.
And I was like, I'm becoming a fat, disgusting piece of shit.
Really?
Like because I saw a photo of myself looking in a direction and like my stomach was like shown on a shirt. And I saw this and I said, oh my fuck, this is the beginning.
What, it was like bad posture?
Well, it was also being fat, okay? Because it's fine if you're 148
pounds.
That's
not even fat.
No, it is if it's in your stomach.
He would say this crazy shit. He'd be like, if I ever felt like a little bit fat that week, I just wouldn't eat anymore.
I just stopped eating food.
I'm like, you can't do
that. That's right.
You know what? I'm going to defend you.
Yeah.
I'm not saying you're fat.
Well, here's the thing.
Go ahead. Sorry.
Is that, so it worked. So I was like, oh, I'm eating too much food. I'm retaining because like, yeah, you're right. It's okay to have a little bit extra weight. I probably should, but it should be here, 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 and here, not here. Okay.
Yeah, but you can't like control that. Right?
Yes, you can, because if you work out your arms get bigger.
Mm-hmm.
And
are you going to work out?
I've actually been exercising every single day.
Like with weights or like just run?
Just very, very fast walk. I'll do like maybe a mile and like maybe like 12, 15.
Do one episode of Camp Granite, one episode, one time.
One episode?
One time.
I'll do it. Okay, sure. I'll be a judge.
One chest day.
Oh my God.
People underestimate how effective walking is.
Yeah.
It's like amazing.
It's very
just moving
effective.
Around.
Yeah, just moving once a day, 20 minutes, whatever. Yeah. Just walk.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
See, what I do is I play a video game. And then while I play the video game, I do my little bike machine.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And 45 minutes, an hour and a half of cardio flies by. I keep my pace, or I keep my heart rate above 135.
Mm-hmm.
Between 135 and 145, prime fat burning calorie rate, and just go. It's so easy.
Yeah. I used to do the Stairmaster.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's hard. Like
20 minutes a day.
That's so hard.
I love the Stairmaster.
Yeah, it sucks so bad. I fucking hate it. I hate working out.
I feel like if you're really skinny, going upstairs is like no big deal. For me, I've never even really thought about it at all. I am really skinny. I'm like, apparently I've actually gotten fatter. I said I was 130. I'm now 130, like 8 or 135 now.
What's your goal?
Not to die.
Okay.
Yes.
That's a really good goal.
I'm looking for.
How's the progress on
fairly
that?
Fairly straightforward.
We'll see what happens.
Fairly straightforward.
Yeah.
Not to die.
Easy.
Okay.
If you were to die, who should take over your channel? McConnell?
I don't know. I mean, probably my editors. They already pretend to be me anyway.
Oh, AI has been going.
Yeah, I remember that.
We're getting there. We're getting close.
They've AI'd you?
So this has been a conversation. So Amaru made a comment about—
I did misspeak, to be fair.
Well, I misspoke based off what
I was told.
Because what I was saying is like my editors have used AI for me to read something that was said, but then Emmy said that this was all it was, or people took it in that way. And it's like, yes, they've done this before, but it's not like it's a normal thing, right? Yeah. And so, yeah, they could just take over the channel. And I think it would probably take people like 3 or 4 months to figure it out. Mm. Yeah, it'd be a while.
Damn.
Yeah.
Damn, that's sad.
Yeah.
But also, good thing your memory would live on,
well,
I guess.
Yeah, of course. I mean, like, that's— want? Yeah, sure.
Be immortal.
I mean, who cares? I'd be fucking dead.
Oh, shit.
Random question.
Yeah.
When was World War II?
It started in 1938. It did.
Okay.
Not for us.
Very close.
Was it 39?
Hitler's, yes.
Oh, 39.
Hitler's
okay.
Invasion
My
of Poland.
Bad. Yeah. Yes. I thought it was 38. Why did I think it was 38?
I don't know. I mean, like, I could double check, but I'm pretty sure
it was 1939 through 1945.
Damn. I was off by 1 year.
Close enough. He had the right idea.
Damn, yeah. Did you think I was going to get that wrong? I don't know why I thought it was 38 when he invaded Poland.
Yeah, you were off by so much. It's kind of embarrassing, to be honest.
I don't remember. I think that might have been the year they made Hitler the Times Magazine Man of the Year.
Maybe
like
that's
right
it.
Before that.
Maybe that's what I was reading.
Yeah.
I was reading the 1938 Time Magazine.
Well, I mean, to be fair, it's kind of a big deal if you put this guy on the cover.
Yeah, 39 to 45. We got in, you know, December 7th, 1941, a day that we're living in for me.
Yep, I know this reference. I love this.
This is when they attacked Pearl Harbor that was in Japan.
Oh, yeah, I got you.
Wait, so what is the back story to this? Okay, did somebody fuck this up and you asked this question?
No.
You know what? Why don't you explain it?
Okay, so it came up in a conversation that we were talking about. I think it was like we're talking about you knowing numbers so well.
I don't know.
I don't remember. But it came up where someone asked Tectone, when did World War II start? And he says, 18... And my jaw drops. And Aslan's like, oh, Emmy, stop trying to farm him looking stupid. You know what you're doing. And I'm like, no, I'm just genuinely horrified. And ever since then,
the top comment
on our videos is always never forget that Tectone thought World War II was in the 1800s.
But yes. I mean, that is crazy.
Is it crazy? How was that crazy? You're off by 40 years. Who cares?
40 years? Yeah, I guess.
Yeah,
when you think about it, 40 years.
It's not that big of a deal.
You weren't going to say 1800s,
though. Well, I could have. Yeah. You don't know.
You're off by, a century.
Well, like, let's not assume you were talking about
1899. Yes, I was. Yeah.
You knew it was in the 40s.
Yeah.
So you were off by 100 years, probably.
Regardless, there's one more question.
That's before the Civil War.
Yes. Okay. Never forget that Austin Powers was 1938.
Okay, look. It still could be 1938. Somebody's going to fact check that.
Hey, maybe. And I'm sure that there were things that were escalating before then.
Yeah, that's right.
Yep.
And now, a word from our sponsors.
Attention, Steak and Egg podcast enjoyers. Did you know we also have a Patreon? That's right. You can get even more Steak and Eggs goodness by heading over to patreon.com/steakandeggs. We've got a whole bunch of different tiers that all unlock extra bonus, super deluxe, supreme exclusive reward content. So you can go check it out to directly support our podcast. Here's a quick sample of what kind of goods you may be missing out on.
You know what's really been pissing me off lately? I just don't understand why in the fuck. And to be honest, I'd rather just fucking. To be honest, they should. Disgusting. That's just my opinion, though.
Not to mention, if we have enough supporters, we may just start feeding Jay. I personally don't think that it's super important, because he may start getting lazy on the job, but I'm not 100% against it or whatever. Jay, do you have anything to say to our potential Patreon members out there? Great, Jay. I think that was well said. So head on over to patreon.com/steakandeggs to support the podcast and get even more stuff.
So other question is, Will came onto our podcast.
Oh, God.
One of your co-hosts of Fear Am. Uh-huh. Amazing podcast, by the way.
Shit, it was 39. It was really
fun. I know that.
There was escalation beforehand.
Yes. Something, they planned it in 38.
Mm-hmm.
For sure. Surely.
I think he was planning it way before.
Yeah. Yeah, there was a book he wrote. I don't know.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah, love Fear and Hassan, QT, Will, mm-hmm. you.
Yeah.
And Will asked me a question that I love asking every guest or okay. a new guest on, which is, if you were to have a button and okay. you were to press that button, mm-hmm. and that button, when you press it, it can do anything.
Okay.
What would that button do when you pressed it?
Damn, I love it's got to be sexual.
It's got to be.
It's always got to yeah. be. You know what I mean?
But I also think that you're a guy who doesn't need a button to do sexual things. You just go out.
You know what? You're right.
And I said, take me.
You've already got it.
I mean, I don't do that necessarily. But you could. Potentially.
Yeah.
Maybe. If I wanted to. That's a good point.
Yep.
And I think that part of like pushing a button to have that would kind of take the thrill away.
It would.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
It would numb it.
I'm so not creative.
How about I go first?
You go first.
I would love a button that would take out my brain with supreme precision.
Yeah.
Give it a massage.
Yeah.
Put it back in my head.
Wait, that's really nice.
Right?
Wait, I've said something like that before and people said I was fucking weird. I said I wish I could remove my brain and clean it.
You didn't say that. You said you could avoid
no,
sleep.
No. I didn't mean for the button. I meant I've said that same thing before.
Oh. Doesn't it sound nice though? A
it
brain massage?
So nice.
Or even better, take out your spine, stretch it, put it back in.
Oh, that's
I got a good one.
Yep.
I'd like a button for like, if I'm not just feeling this day, just skip.
Next.
You know what I mean? Yeah. I'm in the middle of this day. Fuck this day. I'm ready for the next one. Skip.
Yeah, I like that. That sounds
like
good.
That? Yeah.
That's a good one. Yeah.
A fast forward.
If I had a button, I think it would turn me into like if I was tired of life, it would turn me into a lizard.
Mm.
Yep.
And I would just totally forget about everything. I'd forget about like taxes, speed limits,
taxes.
Car insurance, clothes.
Is it like time based, or do you have to press the button again to go back, but you don't know because you're a lizard?
Well, so. I mean, how the fuck are you gonna ever have a lizard press a button?
Yeah, so it's like, exactly. Is it like after a certain amount of time?
Yeah, this would be it.
Oh, you just
it's
be
like
a lizard
at a certain
forever?
Point, you just transform into a lizard and you live out the rest of your life and you can exist in nature purely.
But okay. So you push the button one time.
Eventually, if I get fed up enough, I'm like, like the Animorphs, you know? Mm-hmm, like, all right, boom, fuck it, I'm
and
done.
And you just be a lizard?
Yeah.
Damn.
Did y'all read Animorphs?
Yes.
Fuck no.
Of course
it
was
not.
Awesome.
What
looked at the covers.
Well, it would just turn into the covers. Were just you're a dude, and then every now and then they turn into an animal. Like, oh, like, this guy. This is the story of the parrot boy. Mm. This is the story of the leopard boy.
Why?
Like, oh, it's just like, you know, for fun.
It's like, oh, I'm going to turn to a parrot and fly to my crush's house. Is it like that?
The animal they would turn into, it would make sense in the story. You know, like that one guy turned into a dolphin to like save fishes.
Oh.
I never read at any point in my life.
Yeah. You never read a single book. What about like books in school?
I did when I had to, and then I would lie. Like we had like the book thing where you had to read a certain amount every would just fill it in.
I would just read it on Spark Notes. I would just look it up.
I
would look up
too.
The notes and I'd be like, yeah, of course I know all this. And then there we go. And then try to add in extra information that I read on Spark Notes. I'd be like, wow, this guy really read the book.
Yeah.
Like, I sure did.
Yeah, no.
Yeah.
And then like, did you ever go to the book fairs?
Yeah, of course.
But I would just go get the video games.
Not Captain Underpants?
No.
Oh, those were awesome.
I wouldn't really get anything. I would just be there because it was a way to get a class.
Oh, you could do that to get out of class?
Yeah. Yes.
Oh, hell yeah.
I would get the iSpies. The iSpies and Captain Underpants.
Okay. I read two books that stick out to me. Hatchet.
Oh, yeah.
And Searching for Candlestick Park. And I thought Searching for Candlestick Park was like this really like...
Right.
Like in-depth book. And I went and looked back at it. The text is like this big.
Jesus.
Yeah. I wasn't, you know, I didn't read in his shows. Yeah.
Well, Emmy, you read a lot of books, don't you?
Sometimes I go through phases.
Why do you read books?
If I want to know something.
Why don't you just look it up on Google?
Because the book is way more detailed.
Well, I mean, like, don't you just click on the link from Google and it's got a bunch of information on there?
Yeah, but Google articles kind of suck. I like reading like psychology books sometimes.
Yeah, I'm not going to do that.
Do you do this for fun? Do you have a degree?
No.
Do any of you guys have degrees?
Yes.
I actually do. I have a degree in business administration.
Me too.
It's a total waste of fucking time.
No, it was. I know. I lost it.
What were we doing?
No, I have no idea.
Why are so many streamers have business or finance degrees?
So I don't know about you, but like your parents were like my dad.
So many people don't.
My dad was a successful executive, and you know, like he taught me about business and everything. He's like, you need to know this stuff, and I'm like, okay, dad, I'm going to go to school for business. Now, like, what did I really want to do? I wanted to go to my friend's house and hang out and play games and fuck around.
Yeah.
But like, business sounds like something that you're supposed to do.
Yep.
So I would just sign up for
business class. Yep. And there it is. I'm in business class. I'm doing the thing I'm supposed to do. Yep. So don't get mad at me.
Yep. I don't remember any of it.
Oh, I remember all of the financial classes that I took were very useful. Everything else I've learned more from World of Warcraft.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, or me, RuneScape.
Yeah, 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 exactly.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's I learned a lot.
You learn about supply and demand real fucking quick. Yeah. Whenever you put something up there, and nobody buys it.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. You're like, wait, I could make so much, nobody will buy it. You know, you can dream about it, but it won't happen.
So I could buy up all the items in there, and I could just put them up at a higher price.
Yeah.
Wait, this is a really good idea.
Yeah,
why don't people do this in real life? Yeah. Oh, wait. Oh shit. Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah. No, I got a business degree. I did go to college. I don't know why I did it for my grandparents. My grandfather was a very adamant, and they paid for my college,
right?
And so I was like, for them, I finished because I was out of respect for my. They didn't live to see my graduating day, unfortunately, but I went.
But you did it.
I did it.
You did it. Yeah. I was gonna get a degree. I was getting a degree in computer information systems. I was gonna go all the way and go into law school because I played Magic the Gathering in high school and I had a friend that could manipulate the rules because he knew them better than me and he would always win games because he could manipulate the rules. And I was like, well, law is like the rules of life. So I can just manipulate everything and things will come out my way.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm like, okay, I'm going to go to law school. And then I was like, okay, well, I'm going to do this first. But I just, by the time I dropped out to, at that point, to get a, you know, YouTube channel.
Do you have any examples of him manipulating the rules of Magic for what he would do?
He would change the stack order.
Oh, that's annoying.
Yeah.
What a piece of shit.
Yeah, it's really annoying.
Still talk to him?
So last time I talked to him, we were at a party and he said that he uses his Twitch Prime on my channel. And then there was like a pause for like 10 seconds. He said, so yeah, I'm going to need that money back at the end of the year.
Yeah, money like, back, fucking, bro. It's fucking free.
It's free.
That's the thing. Yeah, but he knows I'm getting paid for it. So it's like, he's like, you're getting my $30. This should be my money. I need my money back. You really going to do this
to
me?
Crazy.
Yeah.
That actually is really smart.
Uh-huh.
Get one guy to get partnered on Twitch. Give him the Prime. Take that money from Amazon. Give it to all your homies.
Bro, that's genius. It's like $2 a month.
Yeah, but if you have a bunch of friends.
It's like a Taylor Park Boys level scam.
Yeah.
$2 and then taxes.
So it's my understanding that, you know, because obviously I've known you as a vet. Because I met you about 3 years ago at a party at OTK. We had an OTK party for like 3 years ago. I met you and Will the same night.
Yep.
I have no idea about your backstory at all. I've heard things. No idea. So you've been on the platform for 14 years?
13.
Since Justin TV, I assume? Okay. What was the best meta? And then after that, what was the worst meta of Twitch? And then I have a follow-up question after that.
The best meta was the show meta, of course, right?
Oh, yeah.
Of course, that was the best. Right. I mean, it still continues sporadically.
It's a very different style. It's like the same meta that was in like 2018, probably somewhere around there, like 2018, 2019.
Yeah.
It's the same thing now, but it's like, you know, they say history doesn't repeat itself, it rhymes.
Yeah.
That's what's happening.
Yeah, no, it's doing similar, like the production's dropping now. They're doing the same things that we used to do long ago. The worst metas, and I mean this like, selfishly,
right?
Where anytime there was like an intense gaming meta,
right?
Like an insane like boost of like a major game that everybody and their brother was playing.
Yeah,
I was always like the left out kid.
So were you PUBG?
Never. I'm not. I've never been a really big gamer.
You're just not a gamer.
I'm not, and I've never. Whoa, I've never fuck. Been. I know.
What the fuck?
Wait, how'd you get on Twitch then? Because Twitch was like
weird,
a game.
I played
like,
RuneScape.
Who?
Yeah, yeah.
Who were you watching?
I played RuneScape. I did play games. I was never good at games. But I definitely was in a game. I used to play Call of Duty. I used to play Halo. I used to play RuneScape. You know, I did play games.
Yeah.
But I didn't...
like a video gamer enthusiast.
No, the older. I mean, I used to go to GameStop, wait out for releases and stuff like that. But as like
those are the days.
So fun. I miss those days. Now you can just download it.
You still have to pay extra for the pre-order though.
Yeah, but I used to But the older I got,
yeah,
the less interested I got in games. I would
I'm the same.
I would try. I don't hate games. I don't hate gamers. I like, I get excited like Grand Theft Auto. That's going to be exciting for me. I used to play that.
It's very hard for me to stay interested in the game long term these days.
Yeah.
Very, very, very difficult.
Yeah. So, you know, but so anytime there was a meta around gaming, and still to this day,
like classic WoW meta. Yeah, I'm sure you had fun with that.
Well, yeah, no, because it's like then I'm trying to do shows and like nobody gives a fuck about my shows during classic WoW meta.
Yeah,
and I can't get any guests because they're all fucking playing classic WoW.
Yeah,
like I've canceled shows. I've been like, oh, we're not doing a show for the next couple weeks because the fucking meta is not gonna. It's not.
Yeah,
worth
yeah.
You know, and so that's those are the worst metas I think that I can recall. But that's selfish.
No, that's
like
fine.
They were wonderful for like you guys were enjoying those.
I mean,
metas.
For me, I try to farm any meta, right? Whether it's drama meta, you know, like the Johnny Depp trial meta, some fucking Elden Ring meta, classic WoW meta, a show meta, any meta, I'm there. I'm farming. Mm-hmm. I'm trying to just siphon off whatever I can.
Yep.
Absolutely.
Yep. No, so it you know. I'd say selfish. I'm selfish.
Okay, well, I want a couple other selfish questions.
Okay.
All right, so real quick, 10 years ago.
10 years ago, yep.
Top three streamers.
Oh, man, shit. 10 years ago. We're going to go back to 2014.
Yep, think about it. Who are the streamers that you thought?
Soda Poppin.
Okay.
Definitely.
Undeniable.
Undeniably Soda Poppin.
Okay.
I mean, Lyric was up there, too, at the time, wasn't he?
It's crazy how he was the guy, and he's still the guy.
Yeah, yeah. Pinnacle, yeah. Like, the pinnacle of... I don't know why that word fucking came out of my mouth.
It's nice, right?
It sounds good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Lyric, Soda Poppin. I remember meeting... I met Chance as a fan.
Thomas.
Did you meet him with pink hair?
Thomas.
Yes.
Oh.
I met him with pink hair, but I remember, like, being nerve. I remember shaking.
Right.
To meet him.
Yeah.
And I remember I met him multiple different times in which he never remembered me every time
of
prior.
Of course.
Of course, because he was so famous and popular. I remember a time at which I met him and I was staying at the same hotel with him, first TwitchCon 2015.
Ooh.
And he was dating Leah at the time.
Leah.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. He was dating her and I got into an elevator with them and they looked at me and they got out of the elevator.
That's cute.
Oh,
that's
cute. Oh, my God.
Wow.
Yeah. No, because like I remember being like they were uncomfortable that like a fan was in the elevator with them.
Oh God!
And they got out of the elevator, and I was like, "Damn,
damn!"
I was streaming at the time, but I was nowhere near that level.
Have you ever told him about that?
Yeah, I've told him. I think I've told him.
What do you say?
I mean, I think he doesn't really react to it really, but it sounds like something.
He's like, "Yeah, I probably did do that."
Yeah.
That sounds kind of like something I knew.
Let's see. So Lyric, Soda Poppin. Yeah.
And real quick, have you guys ever met somebody that you looked up to a lot that you were shaking? Any streamer, any celebrity ever? You ever shook because you're so excited or so nervous to meet somebody?
No. I really don't think so. No.
I've had one. Kriparian.
Okay.
Kriparian, I looked up to him so much.
Yeah.
I shook and I cried when I met him.
Really?
Yeah, this was back in like maybe 2016, 2015.
That's
maybe.
Crazy.
Yeah.
I mean, I definitely starstruck. I'm still...
Yeah.
To this day, I've never been starstruck. Like, I've met some celebrities, but like some Twitch streamers, like Chance, it took me a long time to get over that. It did.
Well, he was the guy.
I know. Yeah. He was the guy. Like, I don't think, like, it took me a long fucking time. Even when I was like very successful on Twitch, I had reached a level of success that I was like respected at a higher level. I was still nervous around
even
him.
Even then, I remember that lover host you did with him.
Yes.
Went so fucking crazy.
Yeah.
I remember that. Yeah.
Yeah. Did I do one with his mom?
What the fuck?
No, not.
No. But she was there as the one judging.
Yeah.
I remember that.
Yeah. But I did one before that with him.
Yeah.
The original one. I remember that.
Right.
And yeah, it was crazy.
Like a 50K viewer stream, remember.
Yeah.
Nuts.
And I at that time, I was still nervous.
Right.
You know what? Fuck it. I'm still nervous.
Hey.
He still makes me nervous. Like every time I talk to him, I'm like, oh my God. It's Soda Poppin. You know what I mean? Like he's just like a legend in the space.
You can't call him Thomas though. He'd like that.
Calling him Thomas?
Yeah, that's better.
Yeah, and like I feel like I still like look up to him like, oh my God. Like I'll see him even now, I'll be like, oh my God, it's him.
I love that.
Oh my God, it's him. So yeah, Chance
Lyric.
Lyric, fuck. The third one.
There we go.
Right in 2014.
First one that pops up.
God, there's Tim the Tatman wasn't there yet.
No.
I didn't rip it. Summit
was definitely around.
He was there. Or like a back then there was like a, I mean, was that back when like
we're probably both trying to think of people that haven't been canceled for things that were horrible, right?
Exactly. Yeah. There's a few that have popped in my
wait a minute.
Because I would never watch somebody who got canceled, of course.
I'm
gonna throw Summit in there, maybe. I'm just gonna throw
Summit. Summit is like it's such a like, I mean, you're right, it's a safe decision, but there's a reason why it's a safe decision, right?
I remember watching Lyric like when he was doing like the
Arma, something
like that.
That's why I watched him do that, and this is before I even knew what Twitch was, and I was like, oh, okay, well, I'm going to go and like, I'm going to buy this game immediately. And I didn't even know it was a mod, and I like went to GameStop, I'm like, where is this game? It's like, I'm like, never mind, I'm just going to go play WoW again.
And now, a word from our sponsors. What's up, Punchies, and welcome to Season 2, which is our biggest update yet. First up, Rumble Runs. Queue up for a Rumble Run and go on a run of multiple game modes and rounds against the same group of players in a Grand Prix-style competition. After each round, the lowest scoring players get cut, narrowing down the match. For the final round, all scores are wiped and it's a winner-take-all Punch Royale. Next is the highly requested Tournaments. Bind to the tournament, queue up, and compete to place for big rewards. Playing in tournaments earns you progress on a brand new seasonal tournament track, which lets you win the exclusive Jester Hat and Frosty, the baby ice dragon emote. Now, Season 2. We've got a brand new Rumble Pass with 3 times more cosmetics than Season 1, and an even better price for both Super and Super Plus. Grab the Super Plus Rumble Pass and get all these cosmetics, including Blazy. And that's it for Season 2. We've got a ton more stuff planned, so let us know in Discord or on social what you'd like to see next in Rumble Club. And we'll see you in the arena.
Okay, so then here's my question for how it evolves.
Okay.
Who are the top 3 streamers now?
Now?
Right now.
You know what? It's weird because I've completely lost touch.
Great.
Really?
I've lost touch. Who do I... I watch Hasan.
Okay, so Hasan.
There it is, a lot.
You're on his stream, I see.
Huh?
Yeah, I see you sometimes. I always
pop on.
You can't say Hasan, well, Neff and Cutie. You can't say that.
No, because like in terms of like the top 3 viewer, I mean, it's Kai Cenat.
In my opinion, I feel like it's so obvious in my mind.
Yeah, it's Rivers.
No.
Kai Cenat, sure.
So it's Kai, Speed, Ebi.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Like that's it. Like in my opinion.
I personally watch Hasan.
Yeah.
He's like that's where I'm like the generational divide here is clear. You know,
that's fine. Okay, so Hasan, Kai,
my top 3.
Your top 3.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, that I want. I don't. I only watch Hasan. That's really. Fine. Isn't that crazy?
I don't watch streams. They're fucking boring.
I know.
Yeah.
What do I want to go to work?
Yeah.
It's bullshit. Yeah. So Hasan, Kai's fun to watch, and I tune into Miz every once in a while.
Okay. Yeah. So you say Miz is one of the best streamers?
Well, now, hold on. Okay. I tune into Emmy sometimes.
Okay. Wait, really?
That's nice.
Yeah.
Wait, like when?
You know, every once in a while.
Okay.
When you're doing a cosplay.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, okay.
I'm like, dang, that. She looks cool.
I mean, you've been farming the cosplays, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I try to do them at least like 2 times a month or something.
Did you tell everybody how you flew back just to do the cosplay?
Yeah.
Holy fuck.
Wait, where'd you fly from?
I was like, I'm not missing a cosplay
this
stream.
This was crazy.
Where were you guys?
So this past weekend, I went to New York for Anime NYC. Uh-huh. There's a like just con stream with Extra Emily and I had like a sponsor who wanted me to do some stuff there. And then, so I was in New York for 12 hours, fly back to Austin, do a cosplay stream with Peach, Morg Pie. And then I had to go to Kansas. So I flew 6 times in like 4 or 5 days.
Sound like me.
Yeah. This is so miserable.
But you did it first class.
No.
Damn.
Oh,
okay,
yeah.
That's
because
okay,
you still
but
only fly
I'm short,
first class.
So it's fine.
Yeah. I also only fly
I'm
first class.
I'm short enough that in the economy seat, I can sit like this.
Okay.
Yeah.
So it's fine.
A lot of people think that flying first class, and I'm not going to have favorable. Don't worry about it.
It's a rich, disconnected streamer thing.
No, yeah, this is a very disconnected thing.
Uh-huh. Let's hear it.
Yep.
It's not about the status.
Right.
Yes, it is. For me.
Really?
For me, absolutely.
Oh, God. For me, it's a I fly twice a week.
No, see,
are you fucking kidding me?
I live in Oregon. I record the podcast in Los Angeles.
What the fuck?
I fly back and forth.
What the fuck are you doing?
No, it's so cool. I used to like... you think is crazy.
No. I can understand it, right? Mm-hmm. It's like, I get it. Like, I mean, we had like a shuttle bus for like my college and I was like, okay, this is fine. Yeah, I totally understand.
Yeah, I want to live in Oregon. Now I'm going to get a place in LA.
Yeah.
Coming up because I'm sick and tired of the flying.
Right.
It takes a toll on you. Yeah. I now know it's too much because I will get on a plane and it feels like, you know, when I was younger, getting on a plane was like such an exciting experience. I'm going somewhere. It has become so fucking routine.
It's like you're getting on a bus.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I'll land in LA and like, I'll get there and I'll be like, damn, this used to be like a huge deal.
Right. Yeah.
Planning out days in advance. You know what I mean? Like now it's like I booked my.
It's Tuesday.
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. I booked my flight last night.
Right.
Here I am. I don't always like book first class. Like I'll book, but I have status with the airlines because I fly so much. So I'll like certain flights.
You get updates or upgrades.
I'll bank on an upgrade because it's just like, why would I pay for that much for like a 2-hour flight? But yeah, mostly like if I'm flying like to here.
Yeah.
Anything that my cutoff is if there's a meal.
Right.
So if there's a meal, I'll buy it.
Oh yeah.
Okay. Okay. Absolutely. That makes sense.
And it has nothing to do with the quality of the food. You know this.
Yeah.
The quality is not that good.
No, it's not.
Because I've had some banging airlines, but I will admit. Yeah.
I usually just get food at the lobby there, and then I just take it in and eat it.
That is better. Yeah. But you're not getting served.
It is nice you eating while everybody else on the plane is starving.
But now that's not. Now that's him. That's a him.
There you go.
That's a him thing.
So you're not the worst one now.
No, exactly. Yeah, no,
so you need to watch all the pores.
No, in fact, sometimes I'll pass
my
food back because I.
Yeah, what a good dude. So earlier,
trickle down economics.
A couple episodes ago, Azad Abbey and I were talking about people who deserve to be executed on the spot.
And
I believe Asman's number one.
Well, I probably was.
Asman's number one pick was the guy who made police sirens happen on the radio.
Like people that we don't know exist.
I said if there was a crime punishable by execution, it should be playing a police siren on a radio for attention.
Yeah, no, it's like ads that do it to like so that you're like, and then you're like listening.
Oh, okay.
That would be mine.
So here's, I want to
know. I've got a type of person.
So should we add this to the list for another one? People who fly first class and bring their baby to first class.
Okay, I'm.
They're crying, baby, you know, in first class.
No.
I don't.
You don't get it, Asman. Austin will get it.
No, okay.
Go ahead.
I have never been the guy that has been upset at somebody traveling with a child because
it is what it is.
There's a comedian that talked about this, Louis C.K.
Love Louis C.K. Unless he's canceled now, in which case I hate him.
Well, you know what?
The funny thing
I have
about
no comment about that.
Yeah. I have no idea what he's done. No idea.
Well.
Keep it that way.
Yeah, okay. Keep it that way. Keep watching.
No idea. All right.
Yeah. Louis C.K. had this bit where he was talking about like, it is far worse for the people traveling with the baby than it is for the people that are listening. Also, you're flying first class. I hope that maybe you can afford some noise canceling headphones, which you can't hear the baby. I'm talking to you, I think.
I don't like wearing headphones.
I
like hearing airplane noise.
It's so rare to encounter a baby in first class. In all my times flying, it rarely happens.
Did you fly Southwest?
Well, there's no first class there.
Yeah. Well, I mean,
but
over
I have
there,
flown first class.
Southwest is just every man for himself.
I was in Southwest and I was getting like inside, think of like in a video game AOE. Mm-hmm. I was overlapping two AOE. I was in the middle of that Venn diagram of two crying babies.
Oh my God.
Sitting there with no fucking TV, just staring at the back of somebody else's chair for 2.5 hours.
Oh God. That's rough.
Yeah. And it was just
no Wi-Fi?
Like, no, of course not.
You don't ever buy Wi-Fi on the plane?
I tried one time and then I was like, this is how much? Fuck this.
Dude, flight
it's like $8 on Southwest, isn't
but
it?
That's it, like that's outrageous.
JetBlue is free.
Yeah.
And it's insane internet speed.
Delta's free too now with the SkyMiles account.
Oh, is it really?
Not like I was plugging that or anything. Right. They're not paying
to be fair, blood. Delta is awesome. I do think Delta is the best.
They are the U.S. carriers. I will be neutral just in case one of the other ones wants to come and pay me.
Case,
but you never know.
Yeah. Right? Hey.
I'll show them this ad, be like, I never committed to any of them.
Right.
Right?
Yeah.
But I have heard a lot of people say that Delta is the best.
There's been a lot of people who have a consensus towards that direction.
I will say the Delta
U.S. carriers.
Yeah. Delta Sky Lounge.
Yeah.
Which one? Have you been?
Oh, yeah. Many
They're
times.
Amazing.
Yeah, they are very.
Yeah. Oh,
you little fucking snob.
No, so here's the thing. I do not have access. Jimmy here. We fly together all the time, and he takes me.
Oh, God, you little slut.
Yeah, and we get little,
Sky Club
what
slut.
Are they called? Sangria?
Yeah.
Yeah, oh my God.
Hold on. Now.
Yep.
Which Sky Club are you talking about?
The one in Austin.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
It's a nice one. It's okay. The one in LA is better.
Yeah, but then I have to be in LA.
That's true. You guys not, being like Texans, are you like trying to keep Texas like
here's
Texas?
I'm not a Texan. I live in Austin, okay? Mm-hmm. So like if I go to LA, there's really not that big of a fucking
besides
difference.
Besides the
like, I love LA. I think LA is great.
Little fucking like, libs.
Yeah. I'm not a Texas. Don. There are people that are annoying that come from California from here. Sure. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. But like overall, no, I'm not.
But
I'm,
people just fine. Suck in general.
People are fucking annoying.
They do.
Yes.
People suck everywhere.
It's like, I don't want a new apartment complex here. I don't care who's in it.
Yeah.
Get the fuck out of here. Just,
all of them.
This used to be a tree.
Yeah.
And now this is traffic.
Yeah.
I have a
yeah.
Literally. Maybe I'm too blinded by Austin, but I think people do suck. However, I think in Austin, I think people suck less.
I don't think it's the people that suck less. It's just like if you put the people in Austin in the environment of LA, they would react and be the same way.
So how much different is LA?
Okay, so the difference?
Yeah.
I was actually talking to my mom today on the phone because I'm like in this weird spot where I need to go film the podcast, but like my co-hosts haven't committed to a time yet. So like it's sometime between Friday and Sunday. Uh-huh. So I'm like a rolling stone. Like I'm not going to go home because it's just out of the way. Yeah. So my next stop is LA. So anyway, I was talking to my mom about this and she's like, I was like, I'm just going to stay in Austin because the difference is like, there's just more space. It's more space. It's also cheaper. And I have a truck here that I rented and gas is cheap and food is everywhere.
$2.67 right now, man.
It was like $7 when I went over to LA.
Yeah.
Holy
fucking ridiculous. It's a lot.
Yeah.
It's a lot. It's just less congested and stressful.
Right. Yeah.
And so that's the biggest difference. But also, like, for me, like, there's just more work there. Mm-hmm. Obviously, I'm doing my podcast there. The
food's insane.
The food's really good. The weather's better. I think it's better.
I think so, too.
I totally agree with you. I mean, as I said, I love California. I love LA. I think it's a great place.
Yeah. No, I mean, obviously, you guys have better taxes.
We sure
wealthy
do.
Wealthy people.
Yeah.
You know?
Sure do.
I mean,
better guns, too.
Yeah, I mean, that's something I don't have at all, but you can have your guns if you.
It is what it is.
Yeah. We're all carrying right now, by the way.
Oh, are you open carry?
We're all open carry.
Yeah.
I mean, Az has a fucking sword behind him, man.
That's crazy.
Yep. I do, actually.
Wait, is it a real one?
It's a real one. I gave it to him.
Oh, shit. Nice.
Yeah.
Just in case, like, a podcast gets out of line.
The reason why it happened is, like, Emeril and I had a rock, paper, scissors fight.
Yeah, and I fucking lost. And I got, like, a shitty plastic sword.
Oh, that's crazy.
Yeah, free gift from a friend, and it's just a shitty little sword.
No, but you were saying, you're like, here you go. Like, you were, like, bullying me.
This is the consolation. This is the eighth place prize.
But I actually loved it. I would mess with it every time we filmed, but I don't know what happened to it. It's gone.
I broke it and I threw it away.
Okay. Yeah.
What's your gun of choice?
AK-47.
Damn. Can you open carry one in Texas?
I am 99% sure the answer to that is abso-fucking-lutely not.
Okay.
Yeah. I thought you were going to say abso-fucking-lutely
no.
No.
Okay. Well, the great thing in Texas is that the back-to-school sales are starting, so if you want to get a gun, they're 50% off right now.
That's crazy.
You know they're selling.
I can't believe I was next to you when you said that.
That's crazy.
Kevlar backpacks.
Oh, yeah. That's crazy.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
I heard that there was, so we went somewhere and I talked to somebody and there's a policy now in Texas that you're not allowed to take students' phones away from them because if there's a school shooting, they want the student to be able to call their parents and tell them goodbye.
That is insane.
Isn't that fucking nuts?
That's nuts.
Yeah.
You guys have a nuts governor.
Uh-huh.
He's crazy. Abbott is a fucking nut job.
Don't even know the guy.
Yeah, I know. You're just like, my taxes are low. He's a one-issue one-issue voter.
That's right.
I figured out. I talked to him earlier today.
You
and he's like,
you think he votes?
What?
Tectone votes?
I will be voting this year.
Oh, yeah. Shit.
Look, I don't want to get too deep into politics.
Yeah.
I'm voting for Kamala. I'm a gay guy from like the Pacific Northwest. Of course I'm voting for
Kamala Harris. There it is.
It's that simple.
I'm going to vote for Trump. But who's she voting for? If you were to guess.
If she's voting, she's probably going to vote for Kamala Harris.
Okay. Who's that?
She's not going to vote for Trump. I don't know. You may vote like for Jill Stein.
Ooh.
Oh. I don't know, actually. I have no idea.
I've thrown my vote away on third party before, but it was for Gary Johnson, the
libertarian. I actually have no idea. You seem more... I have no idea.
Do it. Say whatever. Say what you actually think.
I don't know. I don't think... You don't seem like a MAGA guy.
So, okay. I voted for Trump in 2016.
Okay.
And it didn't really work out. I thought he was kind of an asshole. It didn't work the way. It didn't go the way I thought it was. And I'm like, no, this guy's a fucking idiot. I'm not going to vote for him again. Like, I'm not going to vote for either one of them.
Yeah.
I don't really like either one, to be totally honest. Now, I might change my mind.
That makes sense.
But right now, I feel like this is truly a lesser of two evils situation.
Well, I can see
why people choose the lesser of two evils. Mm-hmm. I understand it. Mm-hmm. But I also am just like, this is fucking ridiculous.
And that's your right as an American citizen.
It is. That's right.
And I respect that.
Hey, it is.
I'm voting Trump.
Yeah, vote for Trump.
And let me tell you why I'm voting Trump.
Yeah.
Because Kamala Harris is trying to take my damn money because I'm planning on being a 100 millionaire.
So that's what's funny. That's what I
true.
Yep. This is what's funny. Yeah. And I love what he said earlier about this, because most Americans vote in the interest of capital because they all think that they're
embarrassed.
Exactly. They all think they're temporarily embarrassed. Millionaires, right?
Well, 100 millionaires.
100
now.
Millionaires. Yeah. So that when I heard this from Hassan, of course, I was like, damn, this makes so much sense why all Americans will be like, no, we must protect the corporations. We must protect the wealthy because we're going to be there one day.
Well, they think they can do it. And to be fair, some people do it.
Some people do it.
Some people who are like, look, I mean, the best example, well, I mean, you know, there you go, right? Yeah. And so there's plenty of people that are successful, and it does happen, but man, $100 million is a lot of money.
It's a lot of fucking money.
That's like, what, two Rate Channel religious sponsorships?
Maybe three.
And my philosophy is, like, I've done pretty well in my career. All of us in this room have done very well in our career. And I'm like, damn, I've got a good amount of money, but I can't imagine $100 million.
That's
like,
insane.
What the fuck would I do? I already have everything that I need and want.
Yep.
That's what I can't understand, like, what the fuck people want more with. But it can't be about what they have or what they want. It has to be about something else.
You know, it's like some sort of legacy or ego number thing or something like that. Yeah.
Right.
My favorite thing to do when I had, I still have a lot of money. The thing that I used to do a lot more, that I would do way more if I had $100 million, is whenever my buddy is having a rough day at, like, Wendy's, I'm like, take the day off, man. I'll give you $400.
See, That's
fun.
Look at you.
Those are nice days.
Those are nice days. You would do that for people.
Yeah, or like, you know, one
do
of their
you do
pets
that still.
Yes. Nice. Or like, oh, their pet's sick. I'll pay your vet bills.
That
it feels good.
I do That's this good. Too. For me, it's like I'll be like, hey, let's go somewhere, and they're like, I can't afford it, and I'm like, well, I can. Let's all go.
Let's all go.
I did this recently for my 30th birthday cruise.
Yeah.
I was like, I want to. My family's like, we just took a big vacation, and I was like.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, you don't have to be a 100 millionaire for that.
Yeah.
Well, you would think about it less though. You know? And then because like right now when I do those things, I'm like, let's go to Steiner's Ranch House. Let's all get steaks. Oh, I can't afford it. That's okay. I got it. If I had $100 million, I'm like, let's get a yacht.
Yes.
Let's go yachting. Bumper cars with our yachts.
But you having a little bit more taxes isn't going to impact your ability to do any of that.
Well, the way that I look at it is this, is that whenever I was younger, I was in need and I had food stamps and the government was paying for as much as I could possibly get them to pay for.
Mm-hmm.
They were paying for my medical bills and they were paying for me to be top 10 in the world for achievement points in World of Warcraft. Okay. The government paycheck was making this happen. So whenever I pay my taxes, I had to pay my taxes this year. Seven fucking figures. Mm. And guess what?
What?
It is what it is. And so, guess what?
Too bad.
Now I am enabling a future loser to be top 10 in the
world. Probably a few future losers.
This is the circle of life. Yeah, so I don't complain about it at all.
I bitch about taxes every time I pay them.
It's unfortunate, but it's like, what are we going to do?
I bitch about it, but I'll do it, and I vote against, I guess, my own benefit. But I don't know. I mean,
I think we should pay more taxes. I'm fine with paying more taxes as somebody who makes way more than enough money.
Pay mine then.
What?
Pay mine.
What? Why?
So you want to pay more? Pay mine.
Well, no, because this is the thing, is that the idea is that the money is supposed to go towards people, get this, in need.
I need it. My taxes are brutal.
What? Well, find a deduction. You don't have state income tax. That's a huge benefit.
I'm just saying, man, if any of you guys ever like, I want to pay more taxes, I'm right here, man.
You've done so many gotcha sponsorships.
Yep, I'm going to keep doing more.
And so many subathons. How do you need more money?
Because I have a lot of cats, and my cats are very hungry.
Wait, I've got two cats, and they are expensive.
They're very expensive.
They're not that expensive.
No, I'm just kidding.
Because your cats.
Each one is $1 million.
Really? They eat your Nikkei sponsors and stuff?
Yes. Here's my
guys. No way.
He's so full of shit. He's spending his money on
you. Do you have any animals?
I do not.
Oh, you know, he has rats, cockroaches. Well,
yeah. That you know of.
Interesting question.
That you know of.
Yeah.
He's got a possum.
Okay, you have a possum?
There was a possum. His name was Mr. P. He lived under my bed.
There's one of them. Okay. Oh, wait, yeah. did you know about him? Or did he just like, do you want to see
I do want to see the cat.
There's one of them. That's Bandit.
That's a nice one.
Yeah, pretty sure I just saw your dick, but I won't say nothing. No.
I mean, you're just I want to be real. You did see me half naked.
Okay, that's what I thought.
But I do not.
That's not
a good photo.
Mainly the cat.
Okay, here's there they are. They're fighting right there.
That's nice.
Cute. Yeah.
Cute cat.
Yeah. So I did scroll through my phone. No penis photos.
Okay.
I actually don't take dick pics.
I do not take any of those I don't trust people.
Okay. No. So here's
straight up.
So can I tell you guys something?
Yes. I have a great question for you afterwards.
Okay. Well, you know what? This is not like I made everybody pause like it was going to be a big revelation. I just don't take dick pics too.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't because I know that shit's going to end up somewhere.
There's no need to do that.
No.
It's like you can imagine what it's going to, I mean, like there's a variation, but like it's not like this is crazy.
Yeah, it's most likely between 5 to 7 inches.
Yeah, yeah.
Right?
It's like there's not really that big of a difference.
No, truly, there isn't. And once you've seen a lot of penises in the wild, you realize like how much porn distorts people's reality of penises.
Yeah.
And I'm going to speak up for all men here.
Right.
I'm sick and tired of looking online at like somebody judging
them being the average or something. Yeah,
that or also like judging a flaccid dick.
Oh my God.
Can you can we talk about this?
Yes.
People judge a flaccid dick and they're like, oh, he's got nothing going on.
2 or 3 inches. Like, of course.
Yeah. Have you ever seen penises?
Right. Yeah.
And I'm proud of my penis.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Okay. I'm proud of it. Okay. And I'm a grower, not a shower.
As am I.
It is. Right. But like, I'm sick and tired of like looking at like on the internet, like remember the guy that the pole vaulter?
I fucking knew you were going to say that.
Granted, probably had a big hog, but that also could have been the max amount.
Yeah.
It could have not gotten any bigger.
And like, I mean, at that point, whenever you're that much testosterone, there's that much going on.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sometimes that is what happens, right? Unless it's like a fight or flight thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, of course.
Yep.
And so people just don't understand that. No, I'm serious.
No, they don't.
It's just
the
way it is.
No,
it
is the way it is. People don't get the anatomy. And you know what? It's mostly men perpetuating this.
It is.
It's mostly men.
I think it used to be that way.
Okay. Okay. Well,
I think women have gotten a lot sluttier these days.
Oh, my God.
They're a lot more forward.
Well,
and there's a lot. You know what a deep dish pussy is?
What part?
You know what's so funny?
What part of the internet are you on?
Twitter? I know the exact tweet he's talking about.
Yeah, about to talk about
it. You're on.
There was a tweet that blew up with 4 million views and over a quarter million likes.
By the way, there was like 2 hate thread tweets about me today that have over 4 million views.
Well,
this was
another
big of a deal.
Well, this was another one, and it made me upset, Asmund, because my friends are self-conscious, and they said, bros be saying, I'm so big, then roll up with 5.5 inches. 5.5 inches is fucking huge.
No, it's average.
I think that's about average. Yeah,
it's average.
And you know what, crazy? It's great. And average is huge.
I know, but
you want to tell you why? Because the average vagina is 3.5 inches.
Yes,
but what does this bitch need?
No, hold on. The fuck did we just go?
How much more does this bitch need?
No. Yeah.
And now, a word from our sponsors.
Hey guys, I'm gonna keep it a buck, okay? This is my 5th take doing this goddamn ad because I keep on being told what I can or cannot say. Do you like unfiltered content? Do you like me being able to be 100% at all times possible? Then check out our Patreon. There are tons of episodes that you can go check out. Me, Emmy, Asmund saying the most out-of-pocket shit that you have ever seen. I shit you not. If you watch the episode where me and Hassan and Will, we talk about like how good Yoda is at giving head for like 15 minutes. So like, if you want some insane out-of-pocket shit, just check out the Patreon. We rarely ever plug the damn thing, but it's really good. It's called Steak and Eggs Overcooked, and I think you guys would really enjoy it. And I finally have the freedom to say everything that I want to say. Check out the Patreon. Appreciate you guys, and enjoy the rest of the episode.
Let me tell you this. I think it depends on whatever part of the internet you're on. Those are the things that you think are happening everywhere, probably.
Sure. Okay.
I think you're right.
I don't know.
You get a massive feedback loop.
If you're in an ecosystem of men that are like, oh, fuck, then that's all you're going to get.
Yeah.
Oh, fuck, all these pussies are big, and I didn't fuck.
Yeah. No,
you know?
But here's my question.
It's
I don't have a chance.
Yeah, I don't have a chance. I only have 5.5 inches. Fuck.
I will say I was approached by another guy who only has a 4-inch cock.
Okay.
And he was telling me
how did this conversation happen?
Because people tell me things.
Okay. Yeah.
And
okay.
Right.
People, wait, so
you're a streamer.
Did he tell you?
Yes.
Oh, he approached you in your Twitch chat.
No.
Okay. Gotcha.
This was in real life.
Okay. And he approached you with that?
Yes. Well, the conversation started a little bit differently.
Okay.
And he said, I have a 4-inch dick. I don't think I'm going to be able to have sex. And okay. That's what I think the men's minds have been poisoned to where if they don't have 6-7 inches, that they're not getting any pussy.
And I know, but I truly believe that, like, you know, I look.
Yeah.
Okay. Look, I don't know.
You're sweating, man. You're sweating.
Yeah, I don't know. Who's created this, but I don't think it's like this.
I know Kamala Harris. I know who. It's guys that are 5 inches that have made a meme about guys that are 4 inches.
Yeah, I truly...
It's all guys. Yes. It's guys calling each other. It's the same as like, I feel like with a lot of women, I'm going to be honest, and like, Emmy, this might make you mad, but I feel like a lot of women are negative about other women.
True.
It's like if there's a pretty girl who's posting That's right.
You're the problem.
Yep.
No, hold on. Now, we're the problem. We created the dick thing.
We did.
Hey, don't say we.
We did.
Well, we did.
Well, no, I think
we've all said somebody's got a small penis at some point.
Do you really think that caveman 8,000 years ago weren't sitting around comparing?
Oh, they absolutely were.
Absolutely.
Yep.
I mean, we interrupted you.
Huh?
What were you saying? We interrupted you.
What?
She wasn't saying something.
The whole time. For the last 1 hour and 1 minute.
Does this happen a lot?
No, we never talk over Emmy ever.
Yeah. Oh, no. I'm just really good at, like, when they're talking about, like...
Dicks?
Yeah. I just,
like... She goes like this. And then
Do you guys talk about penises a lot?
Every day. Emmy does all the time. Oh. On the podcast.
Right, of course.
I mean, honestly, as a gay man. Okay.
Yeah.
Sorry, Emmy. As a gay man, what do you think is that? Like, what do you need?
As a gay man?
Yes.
Like, what is my type?
No, like, how much dick do you need?
How much dick do I need? It actually isn't that important to me. I'm a top. Uh-huh. I never answered that.
I know, that's why I want to come back.
I'm a top. I typically top. I don't really, it is nice. It is a nice addition.
Right. Yeah.
If somebody has a nice, and does, I don't want like a massive, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But sometimes it's nice to look at.
Yeah, sure.
It's a nice addition, but it's not going to make or break the situation.
So you said massive. Right. What's massive?
Massive is anything like, well, massive is like 8+.
Okay, that's okay.
Big is like 6.5 to 7+.
Okay.
I think big.
And then what's small?
Small is less than 5.5, probably.
Okay, yeah.
Probably like 5, because 5.5 is the average. So if you're at the average.
4, would be small. Like,
yeah, so anything less than that. But here's the deal. I have been with men that have had
around that range.
Yeah. The 4, whatever.
Yeah.
And it did not change the experience for me.
Was that because they were in you or you were in them?
No, I've never bought them before.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
There it is.
There it is. See? This is an exclusive.
So you're not gay. You're a conqueror.
No.
I love that.
It's so funny that you say that because according to the Turkish military, you aren't considered gay unless you've bottomed.
Of course, man. You're just asserting dominance.
That's true.
I could see. I'm just trying to think out the logic.
Yeah. Yeah. According to, I mean, this is a country.
I mean, it's not like they would just come up with this randomly.
No, I mean, they must have done some extensive research.
Like a gay guy came up with that to not be gay.
No, but you can't serve in the military if you've been a bottom.
Oh, wow.
And I think I think it's like.
It's like a masculinity thing.
Yeah, for some reason. I don't, it's like, I'm not gay, I'm topping you. So anyway.
Okay.
Ask me another controversial question, you son of a bitch.
What? So why have you not been fucked in the ass?
That's crazy. That's crazy. Look,
yeah,
it's typically the guys at which that I am, that I have been with, that's not been something that they have wanted.
So you like twinks?
Okay, now hold on.
No, I can't say that.
No, you can't. It's not a slur. Okay. Look, I have been known to like twinks, but I also like, you know, I've only talked about that part of my type, but I also like twunks, jocks.
No, what is a twunk?
Twunk is like a muscular twink. In fact, that is probably more of my type.
Okay.
And basically, like a twink is like known to be like really like thin. I actually prefer a guy to have some muscle.
Okay.
So that is my more twunk. Jock is like more also like my type as well.
So what's disgusting about women to you?
Nothing about a woman is disgusting to me.
They're queens.
Like no, not even like I'm not even trying to pander here. Uh-huh. But like if I had to have sex with a woman,
gun to my head, I could do it.
Okay, hell yeah.
It just, I wouldn't feel anything.
That's the same way I feel. Like, I could suck a dick, I still wouldn't be gay.
Right. Well, like, yeah. That's what I said.
Yeah,
for a long time. Okay. I'm not saying, you know.
No,
I'm not saying you're gay.
No,
but you could do it.
Well, it doesn't make me insecure.
No, exactly. No, I'm not, 100%.
I'm not stressed. I'm going to get off this. I just think it's really funny because it's episode 69. Yeah. I don't want to lean more into the sex talk.
Sure. You want to lean more into the sex talk.
I do.
Okay,
I do.
Hit me.
So when you were straight till 25, you didn't come out.
Right. I mean, I was doing stuff before then. But
of course.
Yeah.
So when one of your homies ever said $5 to suck my dick.
Oh, this is funny. This is so funny.
Have you done it?
No. So they would always be like, remember back in the day when we were like younger, especially back in our era,
they'd
be like, oh, how much would you suck a dick for? It's like, oh, $1 million. You know what I mean? Like, But my intro into coming out was I would slowly lower the price.
Ooh, that's good. Cool. I like that.
So I'd be like, first I'd be like, ah, 50 grand. I'd suck a dick for 50 grand. Yeah. And then pretty soon I'd be like, ah, I'd do it for like $2.50.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Is he hot? You know what I mean?
Like, well, I start asking questions.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. But these are all, but I have done that and I would lower the price. That was kind of the easing into coming out.
Yeah.
And me easing into coming out, I would make a lot of jokes.
Yeah.
Nudge, you know, a lot of jokes to get more comfortable. But yeah, I came out to all my guy friends. I have mostly straight friends.
Yeah, sure.
And all of them were in fact, I got closer to a lot of people.
Yeah, I had a phase where I was only friends with gay people.
Really?
Yep, it was when I played World of Warcraft.
Okay. I heard there's a lot of gay people in World of Warcraft.
I don't even know. Like, there's a lot of people that are very sexual on the game. I'll tell you that.
Yeah.
A lot of weirdos.
Yeah.
No. Yeah. A lot of real interesting people. Yeah.
Who would have thought? No. I mean, I think. The internet is filled with a lot of weirdos.
Well, it's the MMOs specifically. I mean, like, if you ask five girls about like stories and like how many of them have had like negative like experiences with guys, you won't get five stories. You'll get 10.
Mm.
Yeah, that's just how it is.
Yeah.
Oh, just 10?
Last question. I'm gonna shut the fuck up.
No, go ahead.
Hotter? Who has the hotter dudes? LA or Austin?
Hotter guy. I like how you edited the question.
Yeah.
Because it says who has hotter twinks.
I think it's LA personally. What do you think?
Okay, I haven't experienced Austin enough, but it's got to be Los Angeles. I mean, Los Angeles is a. Let's be real. Look, there's beautiful people everywhere. Austin has some very good-looking people. Mm-hmm. I don't want to like, I'm not saying Austin has ugly people, but if you're going between the two, Austin or at Los Angeles, people are very vain.
Well, here's the other reason.
The culture in Los Angeles, everybody's like, it's like, you have to look your best. The fashion is better. So like, I would say LA. Probably.
I'd agree with you. 100% Los Angeles.
Yeah. I think there's much hotter guys in LA. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Like, and also because you're going outside more. Like here, you said it's so fucking hot. So everybody's pale, right?
Yeah.
So like everybody has like super pale skin. You don't want to be like really tan or something like that. It's like where you go out there, it's fine.
Yeah, but there's great looking people in Austin too. Sure, you know, you can find, it's a big city.
Yeah.
So you're going to find a lot of great looking people. And, but yeah, I mean, LA, you know, but you also find LA, there's a lot of fake looking people too.
There's
a lot of plastic surgery.
Yeah.
You know, more of that there than here. So it depends on what you're into, I suppose. But yeah, I would say LA probably has, but Florida's got beautiful men. Oh my gosh.
Really?
Never experienced that.
Oh yeah, Florida.
I just see old people.
What about it is appealing to you?
About the men in Florida.
Yeah.
Well, I think to what you say, they go out and tan. There are a lot of sun.
Okay, so it's like the farmer aesthetic tan.
Well, it depends on the part of Florida, probably.
That's a good point.
It's the beach. It's the beach.
So like you're talking about like a Miami vibe.
Yeah, potentially Miami.
Yeah, okay.
You know, like there's a lot of like, it's the culture is like to be on the beach.
Right. Yeah, I get it.
So like, you know, a lot of people are like, again, any place where there's a beach, like the culture, the beach culture, there's a correlation with people
of attractiveness. That's like a plus two.
Yeah.
Because, easily a plus two.
Because everybody is like trying to work out and, you know.
Well, you're putting it out there.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And to be said, like you could take somebody and like a lot of people can like you look the way you look.
Yeah.
But you can always.
You can look better. You can always look better. It's actually a lot of the people like, if you're looking at like how to solve your appearance problems, the odds are it's probably not society's fault. Yeah.
Mm.
In most cases.
Mm.
Like I need to start taking hair like regrowth stuff. That's one thing.
Do you want to do that?
What?
Do you want to do that?
I want to have more hair.
Fair.
I want to know your opinion.
Okay.
Should he get his hair back or should he just shave his head?
I'm too skinny to shave my
head.
Can
I see it?
What, my forehead? Yeah, it's really bad. Like, I have my hairline is awful. Yeah. I have awful hairline.
Well, I also...
Yeah.
I mean...
Like, your hairline... I feel like your hairline's better now.
Oh, than it was?
Yeah.
Yeah, because I used to wear my hair shorter.
Oh, yeah?
And I pushed it forward. Yeah, because right. That's the trick. It's the old dirty trick.
And it's just the diminishing returns, though.
Yeah, it eventually it'll catch up.
We gotta work on this.
Yeah, no, I've been taking oral minoxidil.
You think that's it?
I think it helps. And then I also do a bunch of procedures at this hair clinic in LA.
Is it the stem cell stuff?
Yes. Carolase?
Really?
Carafactor?
Oh, boy. Oh, boy.
Why? You don't like... You think it's bullshit?
Well, apparently not. It looks great.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah. There's people in Austin who have done that too.
The thing though, that I have doubts with that, with those things,
right,
is they have a thickening agent in them. So I think part of it can be you're losing hair, but it's thickening the hair around it. So it makes you feel like you're fuller.
Yeah.
But you may not be, you know what I mean?
As long as I look good on camera, that's what matters.
That's, yes.
That's the only thing that I give a fuck
about. Okay, so... The two, you know this.
Yeah.
Because as a guy, and you probably have, every man has struggled with hair in some capacity. Most men, at some point, we're on the internet researching. The two most successful hair treatments out there are also the cheapest. It's minoxidil and finasteride.
That's right, yeah.
By there far. Those are the two prevailing ones. Everything around it is like, it may work, it may not. It's like an accessory. You know, you got to use a combination. The doctors that I've talked to, it's a combination of those things.
I talked to a doctor about it this week.
What did he say?
He said that, he's like, you need to try another medication because they were trying to deal with like that blood pressure shit and everything. Let's not get things mixed up. But then afterwards, he says, yeah, it's totally fine. Do whatever the fuck you want.
Yeah, so finasteride. Yeah. But like you could afford a transplant.
Yeah, sure.
So that's what I'm going to have to do eventually.
You think you're going to have to?
Oh, I already know I have
to. How long do you think you got?
Probably within the next year, I'm going to do it.
Shit.
Yeah, but like because you don't see it.
Yeah.
But if I were to like have really short hair, I'd have a little widow's peak.
Uh-huh.
And I just want to perfect it. I've always had like a high hairline.
Yeah.
And it makes it so I can only wear my hair a certain way.
I feel the same way, yeah. It's like, what's really sad is like in World of Warcraft, there were like these really cool long hairstyles. Uh-huh. And I remember being young enough to think that when I got older, I'd be able to have them. Isn't that fucked up?
It fucking sucks. Being a man is so hard.
I know.
It is. Women have it so easy.
Sounds terrible.
Yeah. Isn't it?
I feel so bad for you guys.
So rough being a man. What's something as a woman that you really get concerned about as you get older?
As I get older?
You know what? That was a bad question.
Yeah.
There's a lot of things.
Oh, I don't mind.
Okay.
I mean, I think that...
What's in the forefront of your mind?
Of my mind?
As a gorgeous, perfect, wonderful...
Oh, stop it.
26-year-old, beautiful, natural...
Simp.
I know a lot of girls that are like scared of getting like old and ugly. But I mean, honestly, I know the same amount of guys that feel the same way.
Yeah.
But for me, it's like, it happens to everyone, you know? For me, the only thing that I really get scared about getting older is it being harder to make friends and meet new people.
That is a fear. Cause like, it is fun to like, you know, it, the older we get set in our ways, we're in our groups.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I really don't think that's going to happen. Like my dad is 77 and he'll be like, yeah, I talked to this other guy. He was a vet at the HGV and man, we might be playing some cards together. It's going to be great.
Maybe absolutely. It happens
girl,
more.
She was a big girl 30 years ago too.
They, it happens. My dad is retired now.
Yeah, yeah.
He is such an old man.
Uh huh.
He like, I'm like, dad, what the, he'll call me. He'll be like, yeah, I'm at your post office just getting your mail. I'm like, why the fuck are you doing this? He's just doing things.
Yeah.
And I'm like, dad, can you do this? He's like, oh, I'm busy.
Yeah.
With what? You're retired.
I'm emailing my friend that's also retired.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I'm going, like, he's like more regimented. He's got his like, he's just like finding shit to complain about. Do you have a retired dad?
Yes, I do. And I'd love to talk about him. However, I think we should probably get onto the Patreon now.
Oh, yeah, sorry. Ooh,
that's right. We've actually been yapping.
Yeah, we've been yapping a lot.
Yeah, we started late too. It's six.
Yeah. It's by the way, it's my fault we started late.
That's okay though. Yeah.
I was also a little late.
Fucking traffic. Holy shit.
Yeah.
But it's bad.
You should get a helicopter.
I'm thinking about it. Well, actually, after Kobe, fucking never.
No,
never.
I was never going to do it before, but definitely now, never.
Not, that's it.
Yeah.
Guys. Austin show.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm a host on the Fearan podcast, which you can check out on Fearan. I also have a Fansly.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah, I waited
this
long.
Do you like it?
I love it.
Oh my fucking God. Yeah. Can we talk about that on the Patreon?
Yes, we will talk about it. Yeah.
Oh boy.
We'll talk about it on the Patreon. Yeah. He's cracking his knuckles. Does he hate Fansly?
No.
Okay. All right.
I've dated like two or three of them.
Okay.
So
okay.
Hope not. Yeah. So.
Thank you guys for having me.
Absolutely, man. Yeah. Thanks a lot for coming on the show. And gentlemen, thank you all very much for supporting us. And we'll do the Patreon. Thank you very much for that support as well. And shit, until the next time, we'll see you later.
Peace.
I've never done butt stuff.
You haven't? See, it's interesting you say that. It's an evolution. When I first was gay, I thought butts were gross. I was like, I didn't want anything to do with the butt.
Right, yeah.
Like, not even on a guy or a girl. I just didn't care for butts. Uh-huh. Yeah. And now I'm obsessed.
Really?
I think butts are the best thing on the planet.
You know what's crazy? I had a similar experience.
Really?
Because I was a straight man and I hated vaginas.
Really?
Uh-huh. But now I think they're great.
Okay.
Good for you.
Yeah. Sexuality and preferences evolve over time. Have you experienced this, Emily?
Well, the girls thing, when I was in middle school, I was always like, I think I would probably kiss a girl, but I would never fucking date one. Like, that sounds so fucking stupid. Yeah. And then I ended up dating one or two.
How was it? Is it chaotic?
Why have we... usually there's only... I mean, if girls are crazy and there's two girls at the same time, that's bad.
I actually, like, you know how TikTok, like, kind of, like, knows what you want to see. Yeah. I've gotten a bunch of these TikToks that were like very specific, and it'd be like average first lesbian experience. It'd be like a picture of like a fucking hellscape with demons like tearing off their flesh, and I was like, yeah, kinda.
Wait, so that's accurate?
I mean, there's like different pros and cons to like guys and girls. I feel like guys typically don't know how to manage their emotions, and girls like kind of have too many. That sounds really sexist both ways, but I mean, it's like a stereotype for a reason, right?
Yeah, we have so many emotions.
Yeah.